family. Yep. We found Don. Oh, Don Gordon. We're going to find out what's happening in the area of Lakes. Good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ken. Did you see where they caught the 12th legacy share lunker on OHIV?
Yeah, 12 share lunkers. 15 share lunkers out of the lakes in the state of Texas. 12 of them.
From the sea.
12 of them out of OHIV. That's crazy.
That's, you know, that tied the total of 21 and 22.
Yeah.
The total of 21, 22 was 12, and now they've caught that in one season.
Wow. That's just crazy. It's crazy. Wow.
Standing. Yes.
One of them was out of, Allen Henry up in the Panhandle. Then we got one of them come out of
Nacogdoches,
another one out of Possum Kingdom. Then the other 12 out of OHIV.
OHIV. God, it's amazing.
It is.
And we got one out of Travis last year.
Yep.
Speaking of Travis, that's why I segued here. TTZ Tuesday Nighters start this Tuesday because it's daylight savings.
Mm-hmm.
And so next Tuesday, and that would be the March 14th, $40 entry at Mansfield Dam, Lake Travis. Be here a little bit early. We let people go at 6:30. So you need to be signed up by about quarter after six, because we got to go down and release all the boats. We do a numbered takeoff. You'll draw a chip. And at 10 o'clock, that chip has to be on the table, not just showing up. Mm-hmm. It has to be on the table at 10, and I'm the one watching the clock. And if it's any past 10 o'clock, you're DQ'd. So that being said, we always have pretty good turnout. We had a pot last year. What was that pot that Charles and Trey did? Didn't they win like $2,800? Something like that.
Yeah. They had the big fish pot.
Yeah, they won the turn over.
They won
and
it.
They won.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. So you can go out in a 3.5 hour tournament and make a little bit of change. And it's a lot of fun. A bunch of great guys out there sit around, you know, talking about fishing like fishermen will do. But we're kicking it back into gear for this year for 2023, so it's going to be a fun one. Anyway, I went to Travis. When did I go? Wednesday. I went to Travis. Ken, we caught about 60 fish, and we were done about 1:30 in the afternoon. It started getting hot.
Yep.
But boy, if you want numbers. Those buck bass are up shallow, and they're cruising, and they're starting to make beds. We had water temps on Travis of 67.
Wow. That's warming up.
We just passed the full moon.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, right before and just a little bit after the full moon, those fish feel that pressure, and they move up. That's when usually the major waves come in.
Yep.
And the big females are all staging. I did catch several females. They weren't large ones. But we had a blast out there just catching those numbers. It was nonstop action. And we were going to go to one of our, you know, usual haunts.
Mm-hmm.
But we were running, and there's a marina I like to fish. And I said, hey, let's stop at the marina. We stopped there. And then we went over to a bluff wall, and we commenced whaling on them. I think we had 8 doubles in the same boat. And that just tells you how many fish were biting. But it was a great day. So anybody who's interested, come out Tuesday evening and get signed up for the tournament and go out and waylay some fish.
Have fun, catch a bunch of fish, and possibly win some money if you win it.
Absolutely.
And so Now, also, if sounds like it'd be a pretty good time to give you a call if somebody's wanting a guided trip and catch a bunch of fish.
Absolutely. It'd be a great time. I know that spring break's coming up. So any of you got your kiddos at the house, get them away from the computer and their phones and take them out fishing. Show them something different. Get them in the outdoors. My grandsons love to fish. I started them at a very early age, Ken. My oldest grandson was 4 when I started taking him fishing. And I'll tell you a great story about that. I was sponsored by a rod company. And so his mom took him to Academy and says, Merle, what do you think of this Wolverine rod? And at 4 years old, he said, Mom, that's for kids. I want rods like Pappy's.
Heck yeah.
So you think he got one?
Yeah.
He got him a custom rod made for him.
I know Max used to have fun on the boat. And he'd get, somebody would do something wrong and he had one little Snoopy rod. I think he had about a half a dozen of them in there, but somebody would mess up, either lose a fish, and whoever lost that fish first one to lose, they got a Snoopy rod to fish with. And they would catch 3 and 4 pound stripers on those Snoopy rods and have a blast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the little ultralight rods for crappie and all.
Yep.
Man, I've seen people roll in some big bass on crappie rods.
Well, yeah, you know, you just got to get out there and put the time in. And the main thing is, you know, yesterday we had that Natalie Goldstriff with the Sherlunker program, and she told us all about how they haul the fish and how they, you know, if you catch a Lunker bass or a Legacy bass, well, Legacy, they get to keep the fish. They want you to donate it, but a Elite and to Lunker, they want you to send 3 dried scales to them. And they can check and see if that was a Sherlunker or whatever. But what they can do with the DNA on these fish, it's just crazy.
Well, DNA has just gone through the roof with technology.
Yep.
And they're using that, and they're building a super bass is what they're doing, the Lone Star bass.
Yep.
And it, you know, it's a subspecies, so it's only Texas fish.
Yep, she says it's Florida strain or a Florida hybrid, but it's a Texas mama and a Texas daddy, so it's Lone Star bass.
You know, Ken, they were saying that some of those male bass that spawn with the Legacy Sherlunker size female.
Yep.
They say some of them are up 10 pounds now.
Wow. Good
for,
God.
For a male.
Wow.
I mean, that's some pretty strong genes.
They had one male that came out of an East Texas lake, and I'm talking years ago when they first started. I think might have been the first year they started Sherlunker program. That was a 14-something, and that was the first male Sherlunker that they caught, and it was 14-11 or something like that.
Wasn't that a native bass, though? A Texas bass?
Don't get me lying.
Or was it a Florida bass? One of the big ones that they checked the genealogy was pure Texas native, and they put it back in. They didn't put it in the program.
Okay.
They returned it because they're trying to do the hybrid from the Florida strain.
Yep.
And so they're trying to keep it real pure and, you know, using all their all the wiles, all the science they can to get a really big fish. And I think that is too cool because Ken and I used to fish, you know, 25, 30 years ago. If you caught a 5-pound bass, you were doing something.
Well, yeah. I mean, Robert Earl Keane, he made a song about 5-pound bass.
That's it. I still love that song, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
And Brad Paisley, I'm going to miss her.
Yeah.
That's another good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, a 5-pound bass used to be something out of the ordinary.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, if you caught a 6 or 7 pounder, boy, that was like fish of a lifetime. And back then, people would take them to a taxiderm and have it mounted and put it on the wall.
Yep.
But it's pretty commonplace to catch 5-pounders now. And that's the difference between Parks and Wildlife being involved and being very proactive for fishermen in the state of Texas. And I can't stress that enough. And they're doing it in saltwater. They're doing it with deer, with dove. You know, I mean, they're managing stuff. And it's really panning out. Same thing with trophy bucks, Ken.
Yep.
You know, used to, 8-point buck was really something.
Well, yeah.
It's not anymore.
Well, no.
But, you know, all this is due to selective breeding and stuff like that through
yep.
Parks and Wildlife to improve the bloodlines. And it's improved the overall health of all the fish and wildlife.
It works. Tell them how to find you, brother. We got to get out of here.
512-784-7793. Time to get off the couch and go fishing, fans.
That's it. It's spring break.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, adios. Family, we got to thank you and thank Callahan's. Chico's next. See you in a bit.
I find the perfect spot, some old dead trees. Back in a canyon where you can't feel no breeze. That time of the